milked the cows and tended to the sheep. She loved to wander in the pasture where the horses browsed, dressed in a common gown of muslin sheep. A handsome fellow came along to visit her one night. He told her that he'd clubbed a Calder Mill. He held her hand, and when she came to breakfast in the morn, she questioned Uncle Harry just like this. Uncle Harry, what is love? Now tell me, Uncle, kindly, won't you, dear? For ever since Joe went home last night, Uncle Harry, I've been feeling queer. A week had passed and Joseph came to see his girl again. She met him at the door and shook his hand. She asked him in the parlor and requested him to sit. She couldn't think of letting Joseph stand. Took her cheeks between his hands and kissed her with a smack. Upon his breast he placed her curly head. Next morning at the table she had roses in her cheeks. Addressing Uncle Harry, then she said, Uncle Harry, what is love? Now tell me, Uncle, kindly, won't you, dear? For ever since Joe went home last night, Uncle Harry, I've been feeling queer. One evening came Joseph in a sporty double team. Would Martha like to take a little spin? It didn't take a minute more to put her bonnet on, and soon the little girl had clambered in. They stayed away for hours and the moon was shining bright when Martha reached her home and went to bed. Next morning she was smiling and was happy as could be. She spoke to Uncle Harry then and said, Uncle Harry, I'm in love. I tell you that I am as sure as fate. For ever since we drove out last night, Uncle Harry, I've been feeling great.